So what happens when I hit this box and I run into someone who can't, no matter how much I try to pray, no matter how much faith I have, I can't get them healed. I can't get that little crippled baby healed. What do I do? That tells me I need to go find him. Because if I have the love of Jesus in me, in his fullness, Jesus would never leave that baby in the same condition. Jesus would never say, Mama, thanks for making all this effort to come here, but sorry, come back another day. Jesus would not let that happen. The love of Jesus does not leave you the same. So when you hit that wall and you find out, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be able to raise the dead and cast out demons and see this sick healed. I either have to lower the standard and say, this is all I'm good at, or I have to be honest and say, I need more of Jesus. Where can I find more of Jesus? Man, I'm so grateful. I heard if you spend time praying in tongues, it'll change you. I didn't know what it meant, but I'm beginning to see that it is a death sentence. When you hear about Joel's army, you know, we talk about Joel's armor. Here's what we mean. God wants you to walk in his power as much as he wants you to walk in his power. And not just in a church service from the pulpit, from wherever you are. It doesn't mean God's going to lower the standard. So all of us just go out and share the love of Jesus and leave people not healed. Joel's army means that it's a death sentence, not just for the preachers, it's for the whole body. That you have the responsibility. In fact, I'll just go ahead and mark you right now. I mark you with the responsibility to go get his love. That's your mark. You're seared with the responsibility to go get his love. Not to go minister, to go get his love so you have something to give of Jesus. The Lord told me that I'll never preach out of the other tree again. I only have one mission in my life now, to get this box emptied. Yes. Everything else, you know, God appreciates every believer who bakes a cake for their neighbor and shares the love of Jesus. God appreciates and will bless and work with and honor every believer who hands out a tract and shares the love of Jesus with someone. God will bless that and he appreciates that, but that's not my mission anymore. My mission is to get this box empty. And I hope I'm expressing what you're feeling too. You watch and hear testimonies and see TV shows and preachers and they're all gray-haired and they're wealthy and they're healthy and they're patting each other on the back. Praise God for God's blessings. And all the crippled people stay home. Because if they thought there's a chance, even a 50-50 chance, they would move mountains to get their broken kids there. But even in our best that we had to offer in all these decades, there's nowhere for them to go. What are we supposed to do? What kind of preacher are you going to be? 50-50, 98, 60%, 2%. Listen, God is blessed and happy with anything we do. But he's asking us. He needs someone. Someone, anyone, to go far enough into him. How did Pastor Dave say it, Gary? Many of you won't survive the beatings that the devil will bring because of the path he put us on. But the enemy is afraid of the love of Jesus being brought to this earth. So much so that he has camouflaged a whole different religion, a whole different type of Christianity that allows you to serve God without paying the price of getting his love. And you'll spend your whole life feeling purposeful One of the most dangerous books in the church world was called Purpose-Driven Life. How to feed your flesh purpose your whole life in the name of God. And have your flesh pat you on the back and say, oh, isn't it good to serve God? But you bring your flesh into the presence of God, he says, I don't want your outward man. See, now I'm preaching mean. I need to shift gears here. Let me get my beautiful wife up here. I'm going to have her sing. I always told a young man, single young man, I said, you know, if you pray in tongues a lot, God will give you a pretty wife. They take one look at Christy and they go, Shantaraba, Shantaraba. Problem is, she keeps looking younger, I keep looking older. But that doesn't bother me too much.
Lift your voice and sing praises to the King.
Sing hallelujah.
Thank you for your presence. But Father, today we thank you for marking us, that you've brought us here together, the ones that are here in this room, but the ones also who are watching, whose heart has been drawn by the Holy Spirit. We are not better than anyone else. Our mission is not more important than anyone else. It is specific. By your direction, we are your vessels, and you could use us any way you want. And you've tasked us and marked us today to go get your love and to bring it to this earth. Thank you for ignoring the vessel that we are. Thank you, Father, for looking past our weaknesses, our struggles, and our imperfections and our failures, and seeing in us and believing in us that we are willing to lay everything aside, our own dreams, our own passions of our flesh, the dreams of our natural man, to lay everything aside and say all we want to accomplish in this world is to leave the footprint of Jesus. I have no idea why you think we can do it. I have no idea. Father, I have no idea how you even think it's possible for me to be that man. Thank you for believing in us. Glorify you and magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. You're not here by accident. You didn't come this far, and we didn't sneak you in the room because we had to sneak you in because no one can know who you were. God brought you here on purpose. He connected us together on purpose. Because he's seen something in you that said, they won't quit. They won't give up. Somebody has to bring the love of Jesus to this earth. Someone has to stop preaching about a lesser gospel. And it's you. How amazing that he believes in you that much. Most of your life you're going to trust. Most of your life you're going to have to trust in him believing you and not you believing in yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I felt very purposeful or very specific in my delivery today that I felt I needed to lay a line down in the sand and say, this is typical Christianity. This is the Christianity God wants us to bring to this earth. And I already know that I'm never going to preach out of that other tree. I'm never going to be able to operate how I used to. And it was good, but it wasn't good enough. And I believe that's the same mark that he's placed on you too. Let's go find the love of God. Let's bring it into this earth. It's going to cost you everything. You will have nothing left but him. So I'm going to have Christy and just sing that one more time. But as she does, there is a strength that comes from him. And I'm telling you what you know, because you've all experienced this. Like, you wondered how you survived as far as you have. It's because you're learning how to rely on his as your strength, him as your strength, and not your own ability. So there's a strength that you get from him. That means even though your outward man is complaining and screaming and telling you you're a failure, punishing you and telling you to give up, and even though all that, those emotions, natural man emotions of why even try? Why even try? You've tried this before and you failed. You tried this before and you failed. Why even try? Well, there's a grace here today to make your weakness his strength. That says you won't give up. You may have told yourself every night you give up, but the next morning you kept going, didn't you? His strength, his grace, and that's for each of us here. So I'm going to have them just sing one more time, and then as they do, just get with God on your own and take a moment and know that right now, as I worship him, peace of his love, a peace of divine love is being placed inside my inner man, and he'll never leave me for the rest of eternity. And I'll have his strength to go through whatever I have to go through to bring real revival to this earth, to my family, to my city. Go ahead, Christy.
True Messiah gives, we believe.
Jesus loves you. Thank you, Father. All right, I won't stop. Go ahead and do it again.
Sing
showing this video, sending this video specifically to people who would travel here but can't. So it's not like open to the public. And so I just felt, I want just everyone stretch your hands towards the camera. And we're going to pray for our friend who's watching right now. Father, they're not alone. And they don't need to feel alone. That you've connected us on purpose. That emotion of loneliness is a lie. And we break it right now. that they're loved, they're needed, and their family, and every little bit of anointing, a presence, a power that shows up in this room, shows up in their room. Every bit of grace and strength and glory that comes in us goes in them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We love you. You're loved. Be blessed.